Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for James and Drelic on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
And the 0-1 pitch, and he swings and drives one deep to right center. Back goes Jackie by the wall, and it is gone, a home run. He leaped, he couldn't get it, and the White Sox walk it off on a three-run homer by Nicky Delmonico. A crushing loss for the Red Sox as Chicago wins it 6-4.
Do you hear the Eck call on that one?
Down goes Brazia. Down goes Brazia.
I don't think that was the Eck call, but that's
pretty
good.
No, that's my call. The blow pen is back, Evan Drellick. They're back. the blow pen. They reared their ugly head. It took
them. Called in the blow pen because they blow.
Evan, Eamon.
What I like about Mark James is he really plays into nuance radio, which is my branding.
Lowest common denominator radio.
That's something like that.
Right, yes.
It's a pleasure. Oh, it's always a pleasure. Listen.
The bullpen.
I think it'd be...
By the way, for you, you know, taking shots at Danny Ainge, what about Dave Dombrowski? What do you do for the bullpen?
Oh, I think Dave Dombrowski's done a great job. He's got a lot of vision for the future of the Red Sox. He's done a really tremendous job balancing the moment with planning.
Right.
I think sustainability has clearly been something the Red Sox have focused on the whole time, and they have nothing to worry about in coming years.
I think you go for it.
It's remarkable. It's really remarkable.
How's the farm system looking there?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Definitely wasn't recently ranked 30th.
By the way,
definitely wasn't.
You know, I think I've already told you that.
So last week when I was at the Fenway Park WEI 4 Clubhouse studio there before the Red Sox Rays game, I didn't have the access to the text line. Today I have it. I'm just going to read you a couple here. Drellick, kill yourself. And the same guy said, I hope you OD, James.
It is nice to know that the people of Boston are so mature and supportive and definitely know where the line is between sports and reality.
That's
nice.
I love it by a texter.
That's nice.
We love you, too. We love you, too. So the blow pen is back, and it's good to see the blow pen come back. Now,
did it ever leave, Mark?
No, it really never did. And I'm not one of those people who's lamenting. But
by the way, Brazier is a good pitcher.
Okay,
they're asking too much. They're asking for perfection.
The only two guys to me on his bullpen that you trust, to me, Marcus Walden, Brandon Workman.
What about, you don't trust Matt Barnes and Ryan Brazier?
Barnes to a certain extent. Barnes I trust, but Brazier, I don't know.
Workman's a tightrope walk. I'm sorry.
Two blown saves this year for Brazier. Down goes Brazier.
All right, he's not Craig Kimbrell, but
no.
You knew he wasn't going to be Craig. You're getting what you deserve.
You're getting what you
gambled
you
going into
right.
into the season, saying Barnes and Brazier are going to be the two guys. We're going to need other people to step up. And to their credit, Marcus Walden is stepping up.
Right.
Brandon Workman's been, the numbers are good, but he's also looked a little shakier than I think the numbers show you.
The one thing I will say is that it's kind of like the disparity. I lived in South Florida for a while.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, and 5 years actually down in Miami, and going to the Forge. Let me just say, if you would see a 20-year-old girl with a 78-year-old man, that was just a Tuesday night on South Beach. That was just normalcy. It was weird for a kid from New England to see that. But you get what you pay for, as you talked about with the blow pen. And what I'm saying is that if you go that way and you're an old man and you pay for a high-priced escort, you get the top notch, or if you don't, you go to Orchids of Asia Day Spa. So I think sometimes when you see the blow pen, I see a little Orchids of Asia Day Spa there.
I got to tell you, my mind goes some interesting places. That is not the comparison I would have made, but I guess on some level, the analogy works.
I
hate to say it.
Someone just called me a sexual intellectual, Mark with a C.
Oh,
I like
God.
That.
Don't latch onto that one.
Yeah. 617-779-7937. You never heard my sexy voice on the air before.
Oh, no.
Yes, let's go to John in Tallinn. John in Tollins up next. Hey, John.
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
What's up?
All right, so you're the king of nicknames and everything, so I want to give you one to see what you think. Don't shoot me down too hard here. But that kid, Chavis, I really like him. I think he brought a little bit of spark back into this team. And so I was thinking of a nickname for him, and I came up with Chivon Chavis.
Chivon? What does that mean?
Yeah, what is Chivon? He's cool, calm, collective, you know, keep calm, and Chivon. Chivon Chavis.
John, it's by the way, it's too pleasant.
We're mean people.
Yeah, like we need a garbage Hayward, Gordinary Hayward. Garbage is what we got last night. That's definitely what we got last night. 617-779-7937.
Chris Frail.
Yes. Brad in San Diego. What's going on? Yes. Hey, by the way, Brad, do the people there still look at the Eric Hosmer contract a la being the biggest bust in San Diego since Ryan Leaf?
I really don't talk to them very much about it. And my wife and my sons are all, you know, natives here.
Oh, okay.
I try to avoid it at all costs.
I got you.
That's the way I see it.
I got you. All right. What do you got on the Celtics?
Yeah, I do want to point out that, I live in San Diego, but I'm out of East Greenwich, Rhode Island. So
you can be a Celtics fan no matter where you are.
Hell yeah. Mark, you're from Springfield, you said?
Yes, Western Mass, yes.
So you don't have an accent at all.
No, I do not.
And I
know stupidity was an accent, but yeah, sure, go on.
You know, like heavy, you know.
You're right, no, I do not. I do not.
Hey, about the Celtics. I've been immersed in basketball with my two sons for years, not to mention being a diehard born and raised Celtics fan. Brad Stevens does what I did. He takes any lineup, it doesn't have to be talented, and he makes the most out of it, and that's what he's good at. Having all this talent is counterproductive.
Having I'm going to call him Brad Farrell.
Yeah, it's too many home runs. No, you need more base hits. That's right. Yeah.
He does. But this thing with Kyrie and, you know, the rumors of him going to the Knicks, I got to tell you, the sooner it happens, the better, because I think the Celtics will be better off. Like you said, last year, they almost made it to the finals.
And then, by the way, Brad, they should have won the Game 7 at home. They should have.
Hell yeah.
I think the only place where we've seen a business plan around less talent is WEI. Am I wrong?
Wow, Drellick.
And the Patriots.
I get where that comes from, but if anybody thinks the Celtics are actually better off, unless you were replacing Kyrie Irving with someone of a comparable caliber, you're not better off without Kyrie Irving.
I have to, you know, there's always a gem every now and then out of the text line, Drellick, and it's too obvious, but it goes with it. I got one for you, James. Raphael Errors. I like it because it's
better than whatever that last one was. Chivon.
Yeah.
Chavis.
What the hell was that?
Save us, Chavis.
Eamon was like, "Oh my god, that was horrible." Raphael Errors. I like it.
How about the one you had during trending, Mark?
Mr. Errors at third base. No. Raphael Devers.
No, Raphael Errors.
I like the Errors because it goes because Devers Errors. It's
well, we already
much
have the Michael Chavis nickname, courtesy of Jared Carabas. It's Ice Horse, I believe. Ice Horse. I don't know why. Gotcha. I'm sure there's an explanation, but that's what we're calling Michael Chavis.
Is it a Game of Thrones reference?
I don't watch Game of Thrones. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I don't.
Are you a Game of Thrones guy?
I am, but I will tell you this.
Do you do it because you like it or because you want to be cool?
No. I binge watch it in 2016, and it's a cop. But I will tell you, it is the Carmelo Anthony of shows. It's the single most overrated show in television history. And I will tell you this.
Do you want to break down the plot points?
No. I will tell you this. You know the worst thing I hate? Because I didn't get to see the episode Sunday night. I missed it. And, you know, if you come into work and people in an open setting are talking about what happened less than...
Oh, I love spoilers. I think there's 16, a lot of room for debate here.
16, 18 hours after the show aired and people are talking, oh, yeah, this happened. It's like, and I said this on the morning show with Mutton Callahan on Wednesday, and I'll say it again. I hope everybody who talks about spoilers right after the show, you all step on a rusty nail, which is about close to maybe 8 to 10 inches, and it goes right through the bottom of your shoe into the sole of your feet, and it's infected. You shouldn't. Don't ever talk about a show.
Spoiler alert.
Might describe that as an overreaction.
It's just so rude and disrespectful.
Listen, first instinct, top of my head, got to think about it a little bit. Might be an overreaction.
It's so rude and disrespectful. And by the way, I will tell you this. For all you millennials who think the Game of Thrones is the best show of all time, let me tell you something. It's like this. The people who thought LeBron's the greatest player in NBA history. Well, did you see Michael play? No. Did you see Magic play? No. Did you see Larry play?
Ugh,
no.
Did I you was see, waiting for it.
Did you see Kareem play? No. So, like, if you haven't seen The Sopranos, Breaking Bad, or The Wire, your opinion on TV means nothing. Nothing. You have to watch those other three shows if you're going to sit here and tell me Game of Thrones is the best show of all time.
Well, I think the Molly Dodd show is pretty good.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't either. It's before my time as well.
No idea what you're talking about, Molly Dodd. No idea.
I bet our listeners do.
By the way, Jerry Callahan, I'm going to stop taking his bets because he lost again last night. I didn't. And by the way, Mutt was the one who urged him to take the Celtics -2.5. I placed it for him. He lost again last night. He's 0-3 in me placing bets for him. No more betting for Jerry Callahan from this moment forward. No more. I'm cutting him off. You're going to have to go down to Twin River Casino if you want to place any more sports bet. Not through
me. I'm not a gambling expert.
Yeah, no, he's not.
He's a Ponzi scheme expert.
Oh, no.
Wrong station.
Yeah. By the way, guys, so James, I agree. It's overrated, but you seem pretty butthurt about it. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
I didn't. I'll tell you why. I watched the first episode, right? First episode. We're not going to spoil anything here.
No.
And there's a scene with the bathtub where the guy gets put in the hydrochloric acid. He's disposing of a body. I don't know if it was the first. Maybe it was the second episode. Whatever. Okay. Very early in the show.
Sure.
The guy in the bathtub with the hydrochloric acid, and then it bleeds through the ceiling down to the basement or whatever. It just goes right through the floor. I don't need that. I don't need a guy in hydrochloric acid.
You should have stuck with it. Did you watch The Sopranos?
I was told that.
Did you watch The Sopranos?
Yes, I did. But
all
after the fact. The only show that I was with at the time, and I was a cool kid because I was ahead of the curve, was I started watching The Wire in season 3.
Nice. See, I got...
Everybody paid attention to season 4.
Right. I got into it afterwards.
Yeah.
I got into it way after it was over. Oh, by the way, speaking of The Wire, Michael B. Jordan was at the game last night.
Did you say hello?
Adonis Creed. No, I did not.
I bet nobody tells him how great The Wire is, so somebody should go up to him and say, hey, I love The Wire.
Right,
love
you.
Be a new comment for him.
Won't mention Creed. Won't mention Black Panther.
No.
Love The Wire, bro. Love it. Love it. You know what else? Dana White was there. UFC was there.
I'm not a UFC guy. I don't know. That's another one. In the same way, I don't need to see a guy being put in hydrochloric acid and then bleeds through the floor. I don't need to see somebody getting the what kicked out of them.
All right, 617.
Doesn't appeal to me, Mark.
617-779-7937. Brad Farrell did not do a good job last night. Celtics get destroyed by the Bucks. It was 7 points. It wasn't even that close. Outcoached, outmaneuvered, out-schemed, out everything by Mike Budenholzer. We'll take your calls on that. And the fact that Gordon-Ary Hayward last night was garbage. He wasn't Gordon-Ary, Evan. He was garbage. We'll get to all that coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to James and Drellick on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
You're saying why wasn't it as tight? I thought that, for whatever reason, again, we were a little bit looser. Maybe it was because of the threes they hit last game. That was not a plan of attack. We just wanted to be tight, protect the paint first, then get out. But, they go 15 of 37 again. So it's easier said than done when they shoot threes this way. This is the challenge of this team is the elite drivers in Bledsoe and Giannis that can get anywhere on one-on-one scenarios. And so you have to provide some sort of help. And when you do, they pick you apart.
The Sopranos music. Oh, man. Rest in peace, James
Gandolfini. Woke up this morning.
Oh, the best show ever. The best show. It's weird. When I saw that Craig Carton had to sell his home in New Jersey, they listed it. And they knew he had to short sale it. And it reminded me of Tony and Carmelo Soprano's house in the show.
This is what you aspire to be. Well, mobster. You want to be a mobster.
Well, no, not that. There's a part of me, and I know he committed multiple felonies and he deserves to go to prison, but man, I hope they do not.
All right, we'll do it real quick because I want to do it because you've led me down this road.
What?
Did Tony get killed?
I'm not talking about
it. Real quick.
What are you talking about?
In the show.
No chance.
Fade to black. The way the series ended. I'm asking how the series ended.
Well, I don't think so because I thought that David Chase was going to come out with a sequel movie. So no, I don't think he got killed. And obviously James Gandolfini was going to be in it. So I don't think he got killed.
I don't think he got killed, but not because of that, but because my reading of the imagery in the show and the metaphors.
The metaphors.
Yeah.
You know what's weird?
I'm the sexual intellectual. It's not you.
Okay.
It's me.
How great is it that at the moment I was, by the way, did you know I almost died after that episode?
Does it relate to the episode or just coincidentally?
So I was in Vermont. All right, I drove up to Vermont that day. I was living in Miami at the time.
That's where your dealer was?
No, that's not true. I don't do drugs, despite what you might, but many people might think I do not. But I drove up to Vermont for the day, and on the way back, I stopped at some hotel, and I had to watch the final episode of Sopranos live.
Hold on. You took a hotel room purposely.
No, I didn't take the hotel room. I watched in the lobby. Yes. Yes.
You pulled into a hotel.
Yes.
Said, I need to watch. Was the TV tuned to it?
No. Well, they had HBO in the lobby. I don't remember.
I'm sorry. You walked into a hotel lobby.
Right.
Said, sir, I'm not staying at your hotel. I'm not going to patronize this establishment tonight. But could I please use your lobby television to watch a subscription HBO program?
It was all. I had it all to myself. And I had the volume.
You're insane.
As loud as I want.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
You are a loser. You really are a loser.
I have no shame. I have no shame, Drellick.
Clearly.
So the episode, okay?
Would you want the ass for extra pillows?
No. I left as soon as it was over.
But fresh your Marriott rewards card?
No, I remember. I might have been a Red Roof Inn or something like that. I don't remember.
Only the classiest establishments from Mark James.
Listen, that's beside the point. So
we'll leave the light on for you.
After the show ended, I was really tired,
mentally exhausting. TV kills you.
Because I didn't get good sleep the night before when I had flown up from Miami and Fort Lauderdale. And then that day I drove up to Vermont and I was just really tired. And so on the way back, I don't drink. I fell asleep at the wheel after that episode. So I fell asleep at the wheel, was driving my parents' Honda Accord and went down this hill. And it car flipped over twice. Now, normally, I never wore a seatbelt prior to that night. I happened to be wearing a seatbelt that night. And thankfully, walked away unscathed, couple scratches and bruises, not even a stinger in my neck, nothing. Car was totaled, but walked away. So when I hear Journeys Don't Stop Believing, it's one of the last things I would have heard before I would have died on June 10th, 2007. I want to say it was in Brattleboro, Vermont, or Burlington. One of those Bs. I don't remember exactly what it was. But, yes. So, I love The Sopranos. I think it's the greatest show. Well, the second, that or Breaking Bad. I'll go Sopranos 1, Breaking Bad 1A on the greatest shows of all time.
This is how they killed Christopher. Same thing. Car rolls off the side of the road. I hope you're driving alone.
I was driving alone.
So the lesson, Mark, I hope if we're going to be...
Don't fall asleep at the wheel.
Well, if you're tired, do not drive.
Yes. Thank you with the PSA.
Someone in baseball who very, very smart man told me multiple times that it is, they did studies on this, that it is more dangerous to drive, the equivalent of being drunk, or possibly worse, is being incredibly tired.
Yeah. Oh, I probably would agree with that now. So haven't done it since. It was just one of those things where, whoa, maybe that episode just really wore me out, you know? And I'm not going to lie to you. Like most people, I was pissed off the way it just faded to black. And you're like, what? That's it? But then after a while, only years later, in retrospect, do I appreciate David Chase's originality and creativity in the ending. I love it.
That's originality?
I loved it. Well, how many shows?
You can make that argument that fading to black was kind of not the most creative, but it worked because we are still talking. The fact
we're
that
still
I even
talking
thought
about
to
it.
Ask you the question.
Yes. 617-779-7937. Oh, we finally found out I got the way the phones to work without having the producer pull it up. Peter and JP, I'm so proud. What's up, Peter?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Okay, we spent a lot of time talking about how bad Brad Stevens' game plan was, how bad the Celtics played, Kyrie, you know, Gordon Hayward, you know. We're looking at the team that had the best record in the NBA. I'm speaking about Milwaukee. They have the best player in the universe, okay? They are a better team. And if they get Malcolm Brogdon,
yep.
If they get them back, they're going to win the NBA championship. Giannis is unstoppable, and they have good three-point shooters. There's nothing you can do. If you double-team Giannis, then there's going to be an open three-point shooter. And, you know, they're shooting 40% from threes. You're not going to beat that.
All right, Peter, how much blame do you put on Brad Stevens?
What, okay, you want to be honest, Mark?
Yes, Peter.
How about the he out-coached Budenholzer in game one?
He did.
Huh?
He did.
So if he out-coaches him in game four, then, you know.
Yeah. We're even.
Dude.
Hey, listen. I stay consistent. I'm not gonna, you know, pull a Glenn Ordway here and go both and hedge my bets.
And, okay. No. I think your thing about coaching is way overrated. Okay. Greg Popovich would not have won the last two games with the team that we have on the floor. There's a reason they weren't the best team in the NBA, and there's a reason why they beat us. They just have better players. So that's my comment.
All right, Peter. He's not. You know what he didn't mention? I was surprised there. He always gets into where he bashes Kyrie Irving. He didn't go there, Evan. I was surprised about that because I was waiting for him. Like, oh, here we go. He's gonna give Kyrie. He does not like Kyrie Irving, and it's fine. Like, whatever. You don't have to. But what I saw last night was, and I'm telling you, like when Budenholzer decide to go with Brook Lopez and basically kill Kyrie on the switches, changed the whole course of the game, changed everything, and they had no answer. And Brad Stevens could not counter to what Budenholzer did on the switches with Brook Lopez on Kyrie.
Why does your mind go to Brad Stevens could not counter what Brook Lopez did with
no,
the
no,
switches?
No, because
why doesn't it go to the Celtics players themselves?
You know the only difference? There's three differences from last year's series to this year. Okay? You want the differences?
I want them all.
Okay. Mike Budenholzer is the coach and not some videotape coordinator.
By the way, having listened to you as much as I do,
yep.
You love Mike Budenholzer. Let's just get that on the record now.
He's a tremendous
coach. You are really into him.
He's a tremendous coach. I'll leave it at that.
Is there a relationship here? Do you know the guy? Oh, I'm on this. I'm definitely on to something right now.
I know him. I'm not denying that. I might have hosted the Mike Budenholzer show when I was on 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. But he's a great coach. He's a great.
Is that a reveal or do we know that?
No, you didn't know that.
That's a reveal.
That is why, folks, you should employ me as a reporter because I get to the heart of the matter real quick.
Are you going to break stories even like if you work for WEI?
I don't want to shame the Red Sox beat any more than I have. You know,
okay.
I think at some point you got to care about other people's feelings. You know, I don't want to hurt these guys' feelings.
You know,
I want Bradford to be able to feed his children. You know, that's not fair.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I'm not, you know, like, not that I have a personal relationship.
Can I say what you're doing right now?
Well, yes.
He's showing me the contact in his phone. He's got the cell phone. He's got the digits. By the way, can you do the same thing for Steph Curry?
You want to see it?
I want to see. I'm not gonna memorize the number. I just want to see if
you are.
By the way, I bet he switched phones about 18 times at this point.
No.
How many of these guys only have one phone? None of them.
No. Steph's legit. It still works.
Gotta have your burner.
There you go.
Wow, it's there. There is a contact. I mean, clever of you to put a contact in your phone with a fake number.
No.
That the reject hotline right there?
No, it's not. But Mike Budenholzer is a tremendous coach. He's doing a great job. And we're going to find out Monday night.
Have you talked to him?
If you had any pull, you'd
get him on the air with us right now.
I have not.
Should be in studio.
And by the way, they have a day off. They have like 2 days off now until Monday. I think this helps the Celtics out a lot. And the Celtics need to like soak their heads and get they need an extra day here.
To marinate over the refs?
To regroup. To regroup. They got to regroup.
Stew about how bad the reffing is?
So bad. Let's go to Matt in Springfield. Matt, I might be at a certain casino later tonight in downtown Springfield.
There we go. Yeah, I visit that quite often. But Mark C. with the James and Joe is my two favorites. Hey, so first of all, Breaking Bad is awesome. You should definitely watch it. But hey, tell me, would last year's Celtics team at this point in the playoffs be able to beat these Bucks? Because I think they would without Kyrie and Gordon.
You know, Matt. Everybody, Matt. Together. Well, here's the thing. So that's just such a great question, Matt, and I'll tell you why. Is that they beat them last year. Now, if they say that they couldn't beat them, well, the difference, and I didn't get to the three differences because Evan interrupted me about my pre-existing relationship with Mike Budenholzer.
I had a good, smart, instinctual tangent.
You know, Evan's pretty, Drellick's pretty good investigative journalist. So the three differences from last year's series, Matt, to this year, Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward are on the court, and the coach that was some videotape coordinator named Prunty is not, and it's Mike Budenholzer, Coach Bud, as we call it. So those are the three differences. Now, I would venture to say that on paper, the Celtics should have the distinct advantage, but in fact, no, they don't, because if you, Matt, before the season began, if you looked and you juxtaposed the talent level between the Celtics and Milwaukee on paper, you would give the Celtics the distinct advantage. But instead, Milwaukee looks like the better team. The only difference is Milwaukee doesn't have, what, Matthew Dellavedova anymore? That's it. So you're saying that Mike Budenholzer is that much of a better coach than Brad Stevens, and the fact that you have your two highest paid players who are healthy, they are playing in Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward.
Isn't it odd that that's where we are right now?
Right.
With our two best players?
Right.
It's scary, but I feel like in basketball, you either need two things. You either need really great players that outdo the chemistry of a team, kind of like the Golden State Warriors, or like the Heat, led by LeBron, Wade, and Bosch, or whatever, or you need extremely good chemistry with two great players, or maybe even one great player. But I feel like last year's team was better than this year's team because Kyrie, I'm not even kidding you, I've watched every single Celtics game. I'm a huge Celtics fan, whether I've had to DVR it or whatnot. Kyrie Irving is an excellent player by himself. He doesn't distributes the ball, of course, extremely well, but I feel like everybody is worried about, oh, Kyrie's going to be mad if I miss this shot. Tatum last year in the playoffs was excellent.
Yeah.
Al Horford was extremely above mediocre. Not excellent, but he was above mediocre. Jaylen Brown, all these guys, Terry Rozier. Now it's almost like Kyrie Irving. Yes, he's excellent on the court. Of course he's your best player, but he's not a team player. Like, he makes everybody feel bad about themselves, and that's my point.
Yeah, valid point. He's a ball-dominant point guard who wants it.
Let me ask you this. Is there anything to the idea that every NBA star, the biggest star, LeBron, Anthony Davis, maybe even Westbrook, there's a physicality to their game? There's
By the
ability
way, his stock
to get,
has dropped, Westbrook.
Right, but right. Fine. But in general, these people that we look at as true dominant forces, unless you're Steph Curry and then you are involved in a really precise, finely tuned system, which that's part of the reason for Steph Curry's success, you have to have a physicality and ability to drive, and maybe Kyrie Irving's style of play doesn't, despite the talent, it's not really him. You know, he's not that kind of player, which maybe in today's NBA, you need to be a James Harden, you need to be a Giannis, you need to be somebody who is more that true physical size force.
Did you hear, you mentioned...
I'm not on to anything there.
No, you bring up a good point. And, the thing is this, that... And I don't want to put him... I can't call...
So if you're not in a perfect system and you're not...
No. I can't call Kyrie a shorter Russell Westbrook because he won a title. He was the one who hit the NBA Finals clinching game shot in the back-to-back MVP and my good friend Steph Curry's face.
But he was doing that with someone who was a physical force who could take over a game. Can Kyrie Irving really take over in the same way that a LeBron or
a
Giannis.
No, because he's not physical enough.
Right.
No, he's not.
And that's not necessarily his fault. That's just kind of who he is as a player, and he's still a great player. But if you don't have a system that is working perfectly or working close to perfectly, then you're kind of caught in between.
Yeah, well, the Celtics had a system a year ago, and it was working with a bunch of guys who were total scrappers that came in and said, all right, we don't have our two highest paid players, so what? Let's go. They were that close. I mean that close to going to the NBA Finals. Iverson, you mentioned Steph. I was surprised. Iverson had his top five NBA players of all time. He put Michael Jordan, obviously, Steph Curry, Durant, LeBron, and Shaq in his top five of all time. That was Iverson's top five. I will give Iverson credit on this. That's got to be respect if you're Steph Curry to have Iverson say that you're one of the top five players in NBA.
He's already the greatest shooter of all time.
There's no doubt. There's no. And if they win it again this year, Evan,
where does he rank on your friend list? Three, four?
He's up there. Famous friends numero uno. There's no doubt about that one. So when my family ever disowns me, which they probably will in any minute, I'll probably apply to become adopted by the Currys.
Are you wearing the ring, by the way? Why aren't you wearing the Ness
ring? No. That one's going to my dad. It's going to my dad.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah, no, it's in a safe place right now.
I want to thank you for your service to the Red Sox and for everything you did to help that organization move forward, win the World Series. I think you really deserved it, Mark.
I think we should start a GoFundMe page to get Mutt a ring. I'm not kidding you.
Just give him yours.
No. It's going to my dad. He's earned it more than me. He's a big Red Sox fan. So
is that your first ring, or is Budenholzer going to give you one as well?
No. Milwaukee's not winning at all. 617-779-7937. All your phone calls. We see you all online. We'll get to all that next. Evan Drellick, you know, he hasn't really defended the blowpen at all.
They're asking a lot of that group, and I think you're getting as much as you can out of them, but there is a reality they're going to have to face. And the question the Red Sox face is, when do you make a trade? You do it now? Do you do it in July? Do you want to wait till the deadline? Or do you say, this team needs help and we're going to get it any way we can? Let's just give away the rest of the farm system right now. Let's go out and add somebody.
All right, Paul in Northampton. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Good.
I want to play a game, Mark. Are you down for playing a game?
Yeah.
I want you to be Danny Ainge.
All right, let's do it.
I've been torn on this Anthony Davis thing, mostly because obviously anyone would want him. But what are we going to have after what we give up? So here we go. What do you think it's going to take to get Anthony Davis specifically?
Jason Tatum.
Okay.
Number one pick that is now, I believe, Sacramento, Memphis. The Memphis one. And I think you're going to have to give up. I hate to part with Brown and Tatum.
They're not doing that.
Okay,
they give up one. You're not giving up.
So Tatum, the Memphis pick, and if they wanted the Gordon Hayward, I'd give him Gordon Hayward. If not, then you hold on. You have to be willing to give them those two. Are probably
would they want Hayward?
Gordonary Hayward?
Probably not.
So Paul, yes, the Memphis number one. And Jason Tatum. Yep.
Okay. There's been whispers out of New Orleans that they're expecting Tatum, Brown, Smart, and at least one first rounder. Are you doing that?
No. Okay. Nope.
So I think, Paul, if that's the case.
Yeah. Anthony Davis will be a New York Knick. He's going to be a Knick. If the Knicks get the number one overall pick, New Orleans is like, we'll give you Anthony Davis for Zion. They can start again, reset their franchise, whole new player, sell a bunch of new jerseys, and it's a win-win for both teams. And the Knicks get a guy who's 26 years old for the next 5 or 8 years that could lead them to titles.
So you both agree if they demand that trade, you do not make that deal?
No, but I also got to – okay, you're saying whispers out of New Orleans. Well, what do you think is going to come out of New Orleans? It's always going to be the highest asking price and something unreasonable because that's how negotiations work.
Right.
You start far apart and then you move a little closer.
They're not just going to take you can't just give them Jaylen Brown market. They want Jason Tatum. And at this point, from what I've seen of Jason Tatum in the play, and I go back and forth, Jason Tatum has sucked in this series. And you could say, well, last night, no, last night he sucked. I don't care how many points he had. He couldn't hit a shot from three-point range. He sucked. He sucked in game two, too. So I want, even like Jason Tatum was asked about this on some podcast and said, would you trade? He goes, I would trade me for Anthony Davis. He said that. He admitted to it.
That's smart.
Right, right.
Here's the biggest issue with that deal is even if those guys don't become superstars, what kind of team are you going to be building after you make that move? You have no two.
I know.
You have no draft picks. It's almost like, you're all excited about getting Anthony Davis, but you do all that. If you're Kyrie, what kind of window do you have with that? Horford and Davis after a year. Hayward's got two more. You got no draft picks to keep that rotation stock. How could you not, if you're Kyrie, say, you know what? I can go join my best buddy over in New York. And we got a window that's 5 to 10.
And not to mention, and Durant's going to be there as well. And that's the thing that ultimately I think that you're looking at, you're talking about instant big three, just like they did in Miami with LeBron, Wade, and Bosch. Instant big three. Your thoughts on that? Last night's game, how much blame do you put on Stevens? How much blame do you put on Kyrie Irving? 617-779-7937. Bruins tonight.
This is my jam right here.
This is your jam. I like
Taylor Swift, Welcome to New York.
I
love it.
Oh, God.
For Kyrie, Durant, and Anthony Davis, Welcome to New York.
It's been waiting for you.
You couldn't play, like, New York with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
Listen, Drellick called for, his type of song.
I put in this request. This is a Drellick. Listen, Mark, you have to do this show. You're going to have to embrace all of my oddities.
Well, you need to pull a Craig Carton and commit a crime to get some street cred if you're going to play Taylor Swift on a radio show.
My street cred is I am comfortable enough with myself to tell the world I love Taylor Swift, and I ain't afraid to say it.
Okay. All right. 617-779-7937. Welcome to New York.
It's been waiting for you. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The only way you can take WEEI with you is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Why do people have a shed in their backyard? Because you can't put that thing in the front yard. I mean, you've seen them. The rusted out metal. How about over the Home Improvement Store? The same rubber company that makes their trash cans makes some of their sheds. Try putting that in the front yard. Pickup day, you'd be like, no, buddy, don't empty my shed. That's not a trash can. That's my shed. Thanks. Oh, boy. Embarrassing. Unless, of course, it's a Reed's Ferry shed. Like we say, a Reed's Ferry shed's so good-looking you could put it in the front yard. That's because we build it like your house. Shingles to match the roof, siding to match the color. It's like an extension of it. It's like an annex of your house. But changing our name to Reed's Ferry Annexes just doesn't roll off the tongue. So for the last 50 years, we've worked to improve the reputation of the word shed. And if yours says Reed's Ferry, you know you've got a good one. See yours online at reedsferry.com. Then make the call.
Call 888-85-SHEDS.
Need a shed? If it says Reed's Ferry, you got a good one.
Hey, it's Alex Streamer, and I'm down here with the WEEI Street Team and Pennington Grassseed at the Home Depot at 615 Arsenal Street in Watertown. I'll be here until 1 o'clock. We have lots of great stuff going on. The Boston baseball team mascot is here signing autographs and taking pictures until 12:30. We also have some awesome swag and giveaways. Pennington Grassseed is here to answer all of your lawn and grass-related questions to help your lawn get ready for spring. That's the Home Depot at 615 Arsenal Street in Watertown. I'm here until 1 o'clock. See you soon.
You know that feeling when you find money in your pocket? Hell yeah, free money. Well, Find Mass Money has over $3 billion worth of forgotten money in their pockets. And some of it could be your money. Money from long forgotten bank accounts, stock certificates, payroll and refund checks, insurance proceeds, and more. The Mass State Treasurer's Office found it and is trying to give it back to you. Just go to findmassmoney.com and plug in your name and hometown and find out instantly if you're on the list. Findmassmoney.com. It's fast, easy, and free.
Unilock. We lived here about 17 years, and the most dramatic improvement has to be our Unilock driveway.
So what was your driveway like before?
I don't want to say it was an eyesore, but it didn't add anything to the property.
And now, with a Unilock driveway?
It's beautiful. It's just changed the whole look and personality of the house.
You're pretty happy here then?
I guess one day we'll probably sell this place. Or maybe not.
It really is stunning. See amazing design ideas at unilock.com.
Head to WEEI.com/window and enter for a chance to win a VIP Boston baseball experience. Brought to you by JB Sash and Door, your local Anderson Windows and Doors dealer. You could win a VIP Boston baseball experience, including on-field access during batting practice and a tour of the WEEI broadcast booth. Brought to you by JB Sash and Door, your local Anderson Windows and Doors dealer. That's WEEI.com/window to enter for a chance to win. WEEI General Contest rules apply.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Boston area attorneys. The partner men can count on. 857-242-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in downtown Boston.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Business owners are able to run both their accounting and their payroll online using their smartphone, tablet, or desktop computer at PatriotSoftware.com. Since our software services are offered a la carte, you can choose between our basic or premium accounting software, and you can select our basic or full-service payroll. Either way, you and your accountant are going to be happy because Patriot's accounting and payroll software is inexpensive, easy to use, has no long-term contracts, and provides free U.S.-based support. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
To James Andrelic on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
It's a good question. I don't know that that's. I don't know that that would be the case. I just think that ultimately they made a lot of plays in that quarter. We didn't. I thought we got a little deep on the drive, whereas in the first half I thought we were doing a really good job of getting to the right depth and then making the next right play. We turned it over a few times. They got going in transition. They get going downhill. We weren't quite as tight as we like to be as loading up to the ball and making it tough to get downhill and keeping them off the foul line. So you know, if there's anything, it's just stuff we have to do better.
There he is, the most overrated coach in Boston history, Brad Stevens.
I didn't think we were talking about Dante Scarnecchia today, but okay.
No, go there. No. Head coach.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I asked this question before, Drellick, and I'm asking to everybody out there, because you can't give me a good answer, because nobody can give me a good answer. Why does Brad Stevens get a pass in this city? Why?
I'll give you an answer to that when you give me why Danny Ainge is not even talked about.
Danny Ainge?
Who brought this team together? Who said this selection of players is the right roster? Why is this hard for people? It's right in front of you. You're staring at it. And you go, Marcus Smart. It's the refs. Nope. It's who brought a team together because that doesn't quite gel.
No, 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 no. Who brought Pierce, Garnett, and Allen together? Danny Ainge. Did they win a title? Yes. If it wasn't for the refs at the Staples Center in Game 7 in 2010, they would have won 2 out of 3 titles. They could have maybe won 3 in a row if Garnett didn't get hurt in 2009. So Danny Ainge, I have not, and Danny I trust. I'm not putting this on Danny
Ainge.
Okay,
how long does that last? What point do you not trust
him? No, I do trust him. He's done everything.
So when don't you? How many seasons of getting close but no cigar is enough?
He got this team, put them in a position, Drellick, to have a chance to possibly face the dynasty that we call the New England Patriots of the NBA, which is the Golden State Warriors last year without his two highest paid players. Danny Ainge is fine. It's not on Danny Ainge.
They don't win this year, they don't win next year. Then do you start to question Ainge?
No. That's what I'm telling you. It's on Stevens. It's not on Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge has done everything he could.
How do you know Brad Stevens hasn't done everything he could with this group of guys and he just can't quite get through? And if Brad Stevens can't get through, you think there's another coach who would?
Why does he get a pass in this town?
Because he's not the one out there on the court.
We hold Belichick responsible after benching Malcolm Butler. Everybody crucified Belichick unmercifully.
Those villains, villains.
People like you ran Farrell out of town. And by the way, I don't have a problem with what you did.
What are you talking about? I wrote a glowing story about
John
Farrell.
I don't have a problem with what you did to Farrell.
You know, his father was a lobsterman.
What Lou Merlone did to Farrell, what everybody did, calling him, Manager John or whatever they were calling him. I have no problem with that.
I hope Lou sends Farrell some residuals.
So why does everybody out there not hold Brad Stevens to the same accountability level that we did John Farrell, or we do with Bill Belichick?
Are you trying to say you get rid of Brad Stevens?
Telling you, I knew prior to this series, despite my pre-existing relationship with Mike Budenholzer, that Mike Budenholzer would out-coach Brad Stevens. I knew it.
What if Mike Budenholzer just has a roster that works better?
No, he doesn't. On paper, the Bucks are not better than the Celtics. That's BS. If you say prior to this, the Celtics were the prohibitive favorites in the Eastern Conference Finals. We thought, oh, Mark, you better get your hotel room for San Francisco. You better get where you're going to see your boy Steph, Celtics Golden State next year. We all thought that. And the Celtics monumentally underachieved this year. Why? Because of Brad Stevens. I'm just asking you, why don't we hold him accountable the way we do John Farrell? I'm just asking the question.
That's what we do. And I want to apologize because, as we heard from Jaylen Brown, the media can really get under the skin of the Celtics, and I don't want to hurt their chances. So I'm sorry we spent so much time on the Celtics today. I hope our team goes all the way. Let's go Celtics. Woo!
617-779-7937. You're so sarcastic at times. It's like
I could not be more fed up with the pettiness and the sensitivity that it goes on. And I was in here yesterday, and I forced Ben Charleston and Bridget Prue, producers, to feed in audio of Mike and the Mad Dog from 1990. Why, Evan? Why in this fine year of 2019 would you have us play an interview from 1990 of George Steinbrenner, who's been dead for nearly a decade? Because listening to it, which I did for a full 45 minutes, showed me how sensitive and how much we've lost when it comes to interviewing people. You had Mike and the Dog with George Steinbrenner, and they were killing him.
Oh, yeah.
In his face, asking him direct questions, and Steinbrenner, to his credit, was going right back at him.
Yeah, and by the way,
you can't ask anything direct anymore, or else you are painted on radio, on Twitter, as a poopster, and it's garbage.
There is an interview. When you talk about
garbage.
When you talk about Mike and the Mad Dog, there was an interview over, oh boy, this had to be, 2007, maybe? Yeah, 2006, 2007, before they broke up. So we're talking 12, 13 years ago. And they had Isaiah Thomas on at the time, was running the Knicks, and they destroyed him. And then they had Brian Cashman on. And Cashman was going at it with Russo. And so Cashman said, "Hey, Chris, what about this?" And Chris went right back at him and goes, hey, Brian, how's it?
That's pretty good.
He goes, "Hey, Brian, how's that giving $50 million to Kyle Farnsworth? How's that working out?"
God damn it!
And I kid you not. I swear to God, Brian Cashman was like, if he goes, "Chris, I'm doing everything in my power right now to not hang this phone up on you." And he goes, "How's that giving Kyle Farnsworth that $50 million a year? How's that working out there?
Keep your mouth shut."
Like, he just went at, "Oh, I can do the best Russo."
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I can do Russo and Dick Vitale very good. Very good.
I think I'm the Russo to your Francesa.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Hopefully when you're gone,
I'm a little more. You're psychotic.
Hopefully
but
when you're gone, I'll make $5 million a year, and then and I'll be the star.
Are you
not
saying
a
I'm the shackle
in America?
Around?
Good
drop, Eamon.
Russo.
Good drop, Eamon.
617-779-7937. Mike in a car. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. I'm 100% on board with the. With Brad Stevens having to definitely take a lot of criticism, and I'll get into it. Just give me 1 second. But you're a fool if you don't believe the fouls were ridiculous yesterday. In the third quarter, there was 20 free throw attempts by the Bucks.
I counted it because Kyrie Irving said something about that after the game. It wasn't 20. It was 15 to 17.
No, it was 20. It was 20. Count them up. Do the research. Spend 2 minutes on what you're supposed to.
I'll tell you what. We'll get the official thing on that. But go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, get the official thing on it because you should have been at it already. But at the same time, I agree with the fact with Brad Stevens. He deserved a championship. And Danny Ainge put a perfect team around him. The guy could not get the locker room together. He's juggling the lineup to cater to these players all year. He slowed down the development of Jaylen Brown, and I love Marcus Morris, but at best, he's a sixth man. He should be coming off the bench. I understand that he's having the greatest year of his career. I get it. Everybody sees that who watches the game. But he's slowing the development of Jaylen Brown, who can take over a game with the talent that he has.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Morris cannot take over a game.
Yeah, but he did. Mike, after the game he had last night, he was one of the best players on the court last night next to Jaylen Brown.
I agree. Okay. But throughout this season, he was not the best player on the court. He could not take over a game. And that brought us to a fourth seed. That's unacceptable from Brad Stevens' standpoint. If they get bounced in the second round, and that is ridiculous.
Oh, no. By the way, Mike, all of you, and I'm glad because you have completely, which I love, you get it. You understand. I'm glad I'm opening up some people's eyes about Brad Stevens finally. And I'm telling you, if the Celtics lose Monday night, game over, series over, and all of you will jump on my bandwagon. I've been on this for years now on Brad Stevens. I think he's a really good, NBA coach who can get a team to a certain level, but he can't get them to the ultimate level a la Popovich, a la Steve Kerr. He's not.
No, we're not going to agree on this, but what you're overlooking, here's the thing. We don't know. In reporting, in the job that I theoretically had at one point, you have to acknowledge what you know and you don't know. What we don't know, Mark, is how much Brad Stevens has tried to do different things, what efforts and lengths he's gone to, and what we know of Brad Stevens publicly, I would wager he's done everything in the book at this point.
By the way,
if this group doesn't work, at some point you say, you gave me the ingredients. I am the best chef out there. There isn't another chef who can do this. Your ingredients suck, sir.
You can't sit here and it's not on Danny Ainge. It's on because Danny Ainge put together the big three. He put that together.
What does that have to do with now?
No, I'm
what
just
is Bill Belichick's guiding philosophy?
Wait, leave the past in the past. No. So you can't then answer me this. I'm going to go back and I'll be the defense here. I'm going to do my best Alan Dershowitz and late.
Dave Dombrowski built the 1997 Marlins.
And late Johnny Cochran. Ready? Okay. If they were good enough to get to Game 7 with a chance to go to the NBA Finals without their two highest-paid players, Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward. How come right now they're not good enough to look like they can get there a year later with Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward? You have no retort to that. None.
Clearly, the dynamic they projected is not the dynamic playing out in front of them.
It's on Brad Stevens. It's not on Danny. Danny Ainge is one of the best minds in basketball. All right. I can't explain. Listen, Trelick, it's like sometimes talking to you is like talking that wall.
I get that a lot.
617-779-7937. You're finally coming around to my way thinking on Brad Stevens. And eventually, if they don't win Monday night, you will all be on my bandwagon, because I've been beating this drum like Tommy Lee and Motley Crue back in the 80s. I'm going to call him Brad Farrell, because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.